Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali used to say that as the days of Ramadan are getting closer and closer and closer, and those people that have got a special attachment with the month of Ramadan, those special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with every morning, with every rise of every fajr, they can feel the breeze of Ramadan coming. You know, the excitement is increasing, increases their excitement, enthusiasm for this Mubarak month that is approaching starts increasing. Allah Ta'ala created such that also that enthusiasm in our hearts increase. So Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali has brought a new chapter here now. So you can see like almost with the love that they have written this. So at the moment before this you're speaking about the virtues of Ramadan, the virtues of Taraweeh. Then we spoke about yesterday not fasting in the second half of Sha'ban and also not fasting specifically on the 30th of Sha'ban. So saving that strength and that energy for the month of Ramadan. So slowly, slowly, not just some haphazard chapters that were brought in from anywhere, but there was a thoughtful process of the sequence of chapters that are being brought in. So now that excitement, you can feel it. So today he brings another chapter, Babu ma yuqalu inda ru'yatil hilal, when the moon has now been sighted. So the moon of Ramadan now has been sighted. And this dua that we'll do in today's chapter, this applies for every month, but specifically he brought it here to show us now when that excitement is there also, the month of Ramadan, the moon has been sighted, that on this occasion also don't forget to read the dua when the moon is sighted. So with the chapter on the dua to recite when seeing the new moon. An Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiyallahu anhu anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wasallam kana idha ra'al hilal قال اللهم أهله علينا بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام ربي وربك الله هلال رشد وخير رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. One of the things also before we do the translation, when we see the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn the connection that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoyed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at the moon and we look at the stars and sometimes we look at the mountains and things of nature, then the only thing that comes to our mind is things that relate to this world. For example, a person will see the full moon and a person will say, this moon looks so beautiful, or if somebody will say, it reminds me of a honeymoon, or the moon looks so romantic, or somebody will speak about nature. But very seldom does our connection link with the creator of the moon, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would look at these things, automatically his mind would go to the creator of the things. In other words, his heart would be there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he would see these things, but his heart and connection would be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, one poet very nicely, he said, Usi dekha, isi dekha, usi dekha, idhar dekha, udhar dekha, 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 na yaar ko aghyar mein, dekha to kya dekha. He says, isi dekha, usi dekha. A person saw this, in other words, he went touring. He was a person that would like to go and tour. So he saw this person and he saw that person. He saw Chinese, he saw Japanese, he saw American, he saw Indonesian, he saw Australian. So usi dekha, isi dekha, usi dekha. He saw this person and that person. He saw all types of people in his life. Idhar dekha, udhar dekha. He saw this place and he saw that place. He climbed up Mount Everest and he went to the Amazon and he seen the different waterfalls of the world and he seen the different deserts of the world and the different places. He says, idhar dekha, udhar dekha. Seen this and see that. Na dekha yaar ko aghyar mein. But the person, he did not see the creator. In other words, he did not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the creation of Allah. He saw all the different things. But he did not see the creator in the creation. That's what he did not see. So the poet goes on to say, Dekha to kya dekha? You saw all this, but what did you see? In other words, you ended up seeing nothing. If you did not see the creator in the creation, then you haven't seen anything. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq when we hear the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even relating to things of nature, we'll see. When I say things of nature, things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, we'll see the special connection Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoyed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this dua we would read when seeing a new moon. What's the dua? Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil amni wal iman. Allahumma أهلَّهُ علينا بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام ربي وربك الله هلال رشد وخير. Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu narrated, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw the new moon, in other words, he would see the crescent of the new moon, he would say, O Allah, let this new moon appear before us with peace, faith, security and Islam. What a complete dua upon seeing the new moon. That, O Allah, let this new moon appear before us with peace. Amn actually means peace, means safety. With faith, security and Islam. Who doesn't want this? Who doesn't want peace? Who doesn't want safety? Who doesn't want Iman? And who doesn't want Islam? So Allah, let this moon appear upon us with all these things. That with peace, tranquility, safety, security, Islam and Iman, let this moon appear over us. My sustainer and your sustainer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing the moon, that my sustainer, Allah is who? Allah is my sustainer, and Allah is also your sustainer. In other words, you're not there on your own. You didn't come up just because of some big bang theory. Something just happened, something just formed, some masses just formed together and you came on your own. Rabbi wa rabbuka Allah, O moon, that Allah is my sustainer and Allah is also your sustainer. You haven't just come like that. You are there because you have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my sustainer and your sustainer is Allah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go on to say, Hilalu rushdin wa khairin, O Allah, let this moon be one of guidance and goodness for us. Let this moon be one of guidance and goodness for us. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. It's such a simple dua, but so deep in meaning. In other words, we don't just look empty, with an empty mind, with an empty heart, but we look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also with this in mind, that this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that same creator that created us, that same creator who created this massive moon, who created this system, who created all these things, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are turning to, and we are asking for guidance, we are asking for safety, we are asking for Iman, and we are asking for Islam. So when a person gets this in his life, then all the time he's reminded of Akhirat, all the time he's reminded of Deen. It won't just be a viewing experience. Sometimes a person goes just to view animals, and just to view mountains, and just to view this and view that. It won't just be some viewing experience, but it will be if a person happens to see, especially in these times and age, he's not encouraged to go to places where there's so much of fitna, so much of fasad, so much of wrong taking place. But if a person happens to see this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically his heart is now connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.